Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Bereishis. That's Perek Bey's Pasuk Dalad. And the Chumash tells us, Elo Tolas Hashmayim V'Haaretz Bihi Bar'am. These are the products of the Shemayim and Aretz when they were created. B'Yayim Aseis Hashem Lekim Eretz Hashemayim. On the day that Hashem Lekim made Eretz and Shemayim. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Dalad Ela Hamrum Lamalo, that which was mentioned previously. Tolas Hashmayim V'Haaretz Bihi Bar'am B'Yayim Aseis Hashem Lamentcha. This teaches you Shekulam Nivru Bereishin. Everything was created on the first day, and we've already seen this previously in Rashi. Davarach, another way of understanding this, Behi bar behei bara'am, Hashem created it with a hey. Shenemar says, Beka Hashem tzorei lamim. Bebeiz oisayis elu shal Hashem, these two letters of Hashem's name, Yud and Kei, Yatzar shnei lamim, he created two worlds. V'limedcha kanan, this teaches you here, Sha'olam azendivir behei, that this world was created with a hey. Ramas, this is a hint, Shirdu harushayim lamata liras shachas, that the Rishayim, the wicked people, are going to go down to the depths, Kehei zois shestuma mikol tzodeho, like this letter hey, which is closed on all sides, upsucha lamata, and it's open down below, the red is there. That's the direction the Rishayim are going to go down in. Back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, v'chol siach hasada. Now all the trees of the earth, terem yeh ba'aretz, they were not yet on the ground. V'chol eis v'hasada, and all the vegetation of the field, terem yitzmach, it was before it sprouted. Ki lo yehim ter Hashem alikim ala aretz, because Hashem had not yet sent rain on the land, v'adam ayin, and man was not there, l'avodes ha'adama, to work the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk, hey, take a look at the second Rashi, v'chol eis v'hasada, adayin lo tzomach, it still had not sprouted. Now Rashi addresses, u'bashlishi, what about on the third day, shekasa v'toitzei ha'aretz, that the land brought forth. Didn't everything grow on the third day already? Lo yatsu. It didn't grow. Ela al pesach hakarka amdu ad yoyim vav. It actually was waiting right at the entrance, meaning right underneath the soil. Everything was waiting there to grow. V'lama, why is that? The pasuk says, ki lo yihimter, because it didn't rain yet. And umatam lo yihimter, why didn't it rain yet? Lefisha adam ayin lavaris adamim, because man wasn't there to work the ground. Ve'in makir b'tevasin shal gishamim, and therefore no one recognized the goodness and the greatness of rain. Uchsheba adam, and once man came, v'yad Hashem tzarech lo, and now he knew that there was a necessity for rain. He davened for rain, and then the rain came down. And only then the trees and all the vegetation sprouted. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Hu Shemai. That's his name. Elokim Shehu Shalat V'Shevet Alakol. That means he's the ruler and the judge over everything. And this is the simple understanding. In every place this is mentioned, Hashem Shehu Elokim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Ve'id Yalamin Aretz, and a mist arose from the ground. Ve'hishkas Kol Pnei Adama, and it watered the entire surface of the ground. Vayitzar Hashem lekim es Adam afrim en Adama, and Hashem formed Adam dust from the ground. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, and he blew into his nostrils a soul of life. Vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, and man became a living being. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk vav ve'ed yale le'inyan b'rasa shel Adam. This is talking about the creation of man. Hello ha'toim v'hishka nanam l'shreis ha'afar. The time came up and watered the dust, so to speak. V'nivra Adam, and man was created. Kigabel zel, like this kneader. Shenoisen mayim v'achkach loshes ha'isa. He first puts water and then kneads the dough. Afkan v'hishka, so too over here, Hashem watered, v'achach v'yitzer, and then he formed. Pasuk zayin Rashi, v'yitzer shtei yitziras. There's two creations over here, because there's two yuds in this word. Yitzir l'ahim hazev, yitzir l'schiyas ha'mesim, a forming for this world, and a forming for t'chiyas ha'mesim. Aval behema, when it talks about behemas, she'enu emedes l'din, they're not going to stand in judgment. Lo nechta v'yitziras shnei yudin, it doesn't have two yuds when it talks about creation of animal. Afar min adama, tzavar afar mikol adama rabaruchas, Hashem gathered from the adama of all the different directions. Shebachol makom shiyamos, because any place a person dies, sham tei kolat elikvura, over there the earth is going to be able to absorb him and take him to bury him. Davar acher, another way of understanding this is natal afarim makom shenemar bay. Hashem took his offer from the place it says about it. Mizbach adamat hasali. Amar Hashem said, halvai tei loy kapar of yuchalamid. Halvai, this should be an atonement and he'll be able to last. Veipach ba'apav asayim natachtanim umin el yainim. He made man from the lower realms and from the upper realms. Guf natachtanim unisham min el yainim. The guf is from the lower realms, and the neshama is from the upper. Lefisha b'yom rishon nivra shemayim va'aretz. On the first day, shemayim and aretz were created. Shemayim is the upper realms, aretz is lower realms. Basheni, on the second day, bara rakiya l'alyonim. Hashem created the rakiya, that's for the upper realms. Bashlishi, on the third day, teru'ah yabashal atachtonim, that's for the lower realms. Baravi, on the fourth day, bara ma'aris l'alyonim. He made all the luminaries, that's for the upper realms. Bachamishi, on the fifth day, yishasu amayim l'atachtonim. So now, huskak bashishi, livra izbay b'alyonim uba tachtonim. On the sixth day, he also had to create this balance for the l'alyonim and tachtonim. Vimlav, if not, yesh kenu my sabrachis, there would be this lack of balance, this element of jealousy in my sabrachis. Shu elu rabim al elu rabiasim echad. Nefesh chaya, af behem of chaya nikru nefesh chaya. Even behem and chaya are called nefesh chaya. Achzu shal adam, but this of person, chay shebekulam, is the most living out of all of them. She enticeth le dea v'dibor, because he has dea and dibor, he has wisdom and knowledge and speech. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Vayita Hashem lekim gan be'eden mikedem. And Hashem lekim planted a garden to the east of Eden. Vayasem shaman, he placed over there as as ha'adam asher yatzar, the Adam that he formed. Vayetzmach Hashem lekim mino adama, and Hashem caused to sprout from the ground, kol etz nechmad lamara, all trees that are pleasing to sight, v'tayv lamachol, and good to eat, v'etz ha'chayim b'soy chagan, and the tree of life inside the garden, v'etz hadas tayvara, and the tree of knowledge of good and bad. V'nahar yotze me'eden, and a river comes out of Eden, l'hashkes es hagan, to water the garden, u'misham yipared, and from there it splits into v'hayu la'arba rashim, and becomes four heads, shemo echad pishayin, the first river is called Pishayin, hu asaviv is called Eretz Chavila, goes around the entire land of the Chavila, asher sham hazav, that's where the gold is, u'zahav har sahi toiv, and the gold of that land is good, sham ha'bedoylech, that's where the bedoylech is, v'evan hashayim, and the evan hashayim, v'shem anor hasheni gichayin, and the name of the second river is Gichayin, hu asaviv, that encircles is called Eretz Kush, the entire land of Kush, v'shem hanor hashlishi chidekel, and the name of the third river is chidekel, hu ahilech kidmas asher, that goes to the east of Ashur, v'anor havi, hu pras, and the fourth river is pras. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pishayin, hu nilus nahar Mitzrayim. This is actually the Nile River, the river of Mitzrayim. V'alshem shemeim mezbarchim v'oilu mashkin sa'aretz. And because its waters are blessed and they rise up and they water the land, nikar Pishayin, it's called Pishayin, kamay upashu parashav. Davarach, another way of understanding Pishayin, shehu magadol pishton. It helps pishton, flax grow. Shenemar etz Mitzrayim, it says about Mitzrayim, uvayshu avdei pishtim. Pasuk Yud Gimel and Rashi, Gichayin, shehoilech v'hoime v'hem yasei gedoyle ma'oid. That it goes and it roars and its roar is very great. Kamay v'chi yigach shemnageach v'hoilech v'hoime. And Yudad in Rashi, Chidekel, why is it called that? Shemeim of Chadim v'kalim, its waters are sharp and light. Paras, Shemeim of Parim v'ravim, that its waters are fruitful and multiply. Umavrenes ha'adam, and they give a healthy appearance to people. Kush v'ashur, adayin lo'hayu, these cities didn't exist at the time of Bereshis, because of a mikra al-shem asid, and the pasuk is written in the future, that in the future, this is where these rivers are. Kidmas Ashur, l'mizrach shel Ashur, to the east of Ashur, hu paras, hachash v'al-kulam, that's the most important of all of them, haniskra al-shem Eretz Yisrael, it's mentioned about Eretz Yisrael. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav. Vayikach Hashem lekim asa Adam, and Hashem elekim took Adam, vayinicheu began Eden, and he put him in Gan Eden, la'avda u'lishamra, to work it and to guard it. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezvav. Vayikach, v'kocha b'dvarim noim, he took him with pleasant words, upito likonais, and he encouraged him to go inside. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezayin, vayitzav Hashem lekim ala Adam lemar, and Hashem lekim commanded Adam, saying, mikol etz hagan achol toichel, from all the trees of the gan you're able to eat, ume etz hadas toivara, but from the tree of knowledge good and bad, loisaychal imenu, you are not allowed to eat from it. For the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die. Vayomer Hashem lekim, and Hashem said, Lo tayvayis adam levadai. It's not good for man to be alone. As Eloi ezer kenegdai, I'm going to make a helpmate opposite him. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudches. Lo tayvayis. Shaliyam rushtei rushuyis, saying so that people shouldn't say there's two rulers. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yachid bal yayinim. Hashem, he's yachid, he's the only one up in the higher realms. Ve'in lo zog, and he doesn't have a partner. Vezeh, and this one, referring to Adam, but tachtonim in the lower realms, ve'in lo zog, and he also doesn't have a partner. So that's why Hashem says, I'm going to make an Azer Kenegdai, Zacha, if he's worthy, Azer, so then this person is going to be his helpmate. Loi Zacha, but if he's not worthy, Kenegdai Lilachim, so then this helpmate is going to be against him to wage war with him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes. Vayitzar Hashem Lekim in Ha'adama, Hashem Lekim formed from the ground, Kol Chayas HaSadeh, all the beasts of the field, Veis Kol Ef HaShemayim, and all the birds of the Shemayim, Vayavei Ela Adam, and he brought them to Adam, Liros Mayekra Loi, to see what he's going to call it. V'chol Asher Yikra Loi HaAdam, Nefesh Chaya Hu Shmai, and whatever he called each living creature, that's what its name is going to be. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes, Vayitzer Min Adama, He Yitzira, He Asiya, Hamur Lamala, this Yitzira is the same Asiya that was spoken about previously, Vayas Alekim as Chayas Ha'aretz, Alabo Per Sha'efes Nivru Min Arakak, this is just teaching us that the birds were created from the mud, Lefishan Amar Lamala, since it says previously, Min Hamayim Nivru, that they were created from the water, Vekan Amar over here, it says, Min Adama Nivru, they were created from the ground, Va'oili Med Chakana also teaches you over here, Shebashas Yitzirasan, the moment Hashem created them, Miyad Baybayim, on that very day, Heviyim Al Adam, Likras Lahem Shame, that he brought them to man to call them their name. Uladivri Agada, according to the Medrash Agada, Yitzira Zu, this forming, Lashayin Ridoi V'Kibush, is an expression of dominion and power and conquering. Kamay Kisatru Al-Ir, Shekvashan Tachas Yadish Al-Adam, Hashem, so to speak, put them underneath the hand of Adam, and he controlled over them, he ruled over them. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the third Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.